All right, class. I know you are all excited to see the bitching happen in person, but we need to settle down and be quiet. I do not want to hear another peep out of y'all for the rest of the demonstration, understand? Very good. My name is Dr. Aubert, and I am the head of the Alpha Cultural Studies Department here at Spring Hill College. What you are about to watch is a voluntary demonstration being put on by a student. I do not want you to take this for granted. We do not always have the opportunity to display a bitching ceremony. Usually, this is an act done in privacy or in the heat of the moment. Your class is very lucky, as there was a volunteer for this, meaning that you will get to see the process happen. Before we get started, I thought I would go over the basics of bitching, as well as the ground rules for this demonstration. As a refresher for those that may not know, there are three secondary genders within our society. You have alphas at the top, betas, who are their assigned sex, and omegas. The act of bitching is taking an alpha and changing their anatomy to that of an omega through the process of nodding, domination, other factors such as that. Any questions, or shall I continue? Very well. This was an act of brutality in the past, seen as a punishment. Other alphas couldn't fathom something worse than not being an alpha, which goes to show how uncreative they actually were. In the past, if an alpha wouldn't listen, would constantly be posturing, maybe even trying to take another's mate, they would be sentenced to being bitched. While it is a simple process, it takes a bit of time. What you are going to be seeing is the first step in a very long process that I will be helping our volunteer with. You will not see me in class for the rest of the week as I take care of the newly forming Omega. So, I'm sure you're asking, what makes the process of bitching so different from the process of mating? It's almost the exact same process. Nodding someone and then biting their neck so that the shift starts. It's not like an alpha sleeps with another alpha and they automatically become a bitch. So, does anyone know the answer? No? That's okay. That's why we're here, to learn. The difference is the amount of pheromones that the newly forming Omega is supposed to handle. A few rounds of nodding isn't going to trigger any sort of shift. That's typical. What is going to trigger the shift is consistently being nodded every hour on the hour for a week straight. This is going to trick the alpha's body into thinking it's an omega. By receiving this large amount of alpha pheromones, the body will start to respond to it, shifting itself to an omega. According to studies done by fellow researchers, bitching is believed to be a biological process to help with population. Something that Mother Nature included just to keep us going in case times got a little hard. If too many alphas were born in one generation, they could simply be bitched into omegas and the species can continue to grow and flourish. Fascinating stuff, right? Maybe only I think so. Now, let's begin for real If my volunteer would like to enter the room. This here is the student who is going to be bitched into an Omega. As mentioned previously, I will be out for the rest of the week taking care of the newly forming Omega and making sure they have everything that they could need. Of course, since every person is different, this process could be over in one day, or it could even take up to a month. So, don't hold me to that 1 week sentiment. That's just the usual processing time. I have my fingers crossed that this is going to be an easy bitching. But complications cannot be helped sometimes. Now, there are ways to make it go faster, like dosing the Omega's food and pheromones, mixing summon with their drinks, making sure they have a plug so that nothing escapes, you know, stuff of that nature. If I were to stop this process in the middle, the person would end up reverting back to an alpha, just without as strong alpha instincts. They would end up feeling more like a beta with a knot, if that makes sense. We aren't sure why it works like this. More research is obviously needed in this area, which is what brings me to today's presentation. Why don't you make yourself comfortable on the table for us? While our volunteer gets into position, I wanted to remind everyone to stay quiet. I understand that you're excited for what you're about to see. It's not every day that you get to see a bitched Omega, let alone watch the process actually begin. This is a once-in-a-lifetime educational experience. If I smell anything that seems a bit off, I am kicking you out of my auditorium. If I see your hands start moving suspiciously, then you are being kicked out of here. And if you even try to take a picture or record a portion of it, you're going to be kicked out of here. This could have very easily been a private moment between them and their alpha, but instead, they were nice enough to outsource it to me for your education. Be appreciative of this moment. Now, how are you doing? Are you comfortable on the table? Do you need anything? When it was brought in, I couldn't believe they didn't have any pillows or blankets for you to rest on. I tried to make it as comfortable as possible. I know you don't have the instincts for a nest yet, but these are some good starting materials if you would like to bring it back with you to my place after the demonstration. All of the stuff in your room will be transferred from the Alpha dorm to the Omega dorm to make your transition and assimilation as seamless as possible. The class already knows to be on their best behavior as well. They're getting to experience a once-in-a-lifetime event because of you. So put on a good show, will ya? You're so sweet for volunteering to be bitched publicly like this. It's been a few years since I last got to do this live in front of an audience. I'm starting to feel excited. Oh, it'll be okay. I'll make sure you enjoy every second of it. Don't you worry, dear. I'll take real good care of you. It's what an alpha does for her Omega, right?